Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Apostle Diane Nutt, somewhere in the little county of Rockwall in the state of Texas, and I'm so glad that you have joined me today. I'm excited about our guest that we're going to have on in just a few minutes, and just really stoked and pumped up because we've been preparing for this, and I know that many of you are just going to be so blessed by the presence of God and His glory that always comes and just manifests, you know, wherever you are. And that's what I love about the Holy Spirit, is it doesn't matter where you are at or where I'm at, there's no distance in the Spirit. And so praise God for His faithfulness. And we've just been having some amazing programs lately, and my heart is so humbled to hear your testimonies every week and your phone calls and just what the Lord is doing and how you are breaking through and really beginning to step into that place of seeing your spirit man being released. And so, you know, if we're going to serve the Lord and His power is going to be demonstrated in and through us, then we're going to have to continually choose to live a life of brokenness. And only in and through that brokenness does His glory come through and shine through us, and are we able to release our spirit man. And so we're going to continue in that today, but just in a different way. And again, I know you're just going to be blessed, and I'm so excited. And as always, I just want to tell you I'm so humbled that you tune in every week, and even more humbled that God is ministering to you, that He is helping you, and as you just yield to Him so that you can become all that you were born to be, so you can do all that you have been called to do. And that's the thing. As we become, and then we're able to do, it just is something that just flows out of us so naturally. But I want to invite you this weekend, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, to come. It's time for the Prophetic Healing Gathering again on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. And you can go to the church website, which is www.churchofhisglory.org. And just know that you're welcome. Be sure you come up and say something to me. I love meeting all of my Facebook friends and just people that have been listening to the radio program. What an honor it is. And so I think that's all of the announcements that I have. And I guess now I want to introduce Pastor James Brandt. Hello, Pastor James.
Hey, Apostle Diane. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, I'm just honored and seeing what God is doing, you know, in the lives of the body of Christ and how He's bringing those divine connections and relationships. And
amen.
I've told a few people you're my newly adopted spiritual son.
Amen. I love it. I'm telling you, it is such an honor. Since I connected with you, I mean, I just honestly, the anointing upon me actually has increased. And you know, that's just like the Holy Ghost with a divine connection and taking you to the next level. And it's really been a blessing connecting with you.
Oh, thank you. It's been a blessing to me too, and just the little bit that we've been able to talk and the things that we've shared. But wow, what God has done is just it's a blessing, and it's awesome.
Amen.
And so now you're up where it's like really cold, right?
Oh, it's a whopping 8 degrees in the Detroit, Michigan area right now.
Oh, and it's like
unbelievable.
Like in the 20s, I think that's what my husband said earlier. I'm not sure, but he said, or maybe in the 30s, but with it, the windchill factor makes it like, you know, much colder, much, much colder. So it's like cold, but I'm so glad it's not 8 degrees here. But anyway, I know a lot of people up north are, you know, have had a lot of bad cold weather, a lot of snow, and stuff. It's
an
unusual year. But, you know, when you look at the spiritual side of that, God is doing something unusual, isn't he?
He sure is. I totally agree.
Yeah, it's a different season. And it's a sobering, it's a very sobering and a very, well, to me it is, you know, that awakening is when I think about the snow and, you know, how everything's just so white and it's just so serene and pure and you can feel the newness. And that's just with natural snow, but, you know, in the spiritual realm, there's such an awakening that is going on in our souls and what we've been crying out for. And I really believe that's because we are going to see a revival.
I totally believe we are on the brink of seeing one of the greatest moves, the greatest move of God in history.
Yes. Oh, I just believe that too. And so we really have to seek him in this hour and humble ourselves and pray and, you know, stay in that place of brokenness, but really make the time to seek his face and to see him. And that's what you said, Pastor James, when you shared with me, when y'all had gotten together and yet, I'm so sorry, I can't remember if it was corporate prayer or there was a group of you praying. And
it was corporate prayer,
Okay, share with the listeners today what happened in that moment.
Well, actually, I say corporate prayer. It began as corporate prayer, and then actually the experience that happened to me was with a group of about six people. And what happened, Apostle Diane, was absolutely amazing. It was life-changing. Up until that point, give you a brief background, I was pastoring a church in Big Rapids, Michigan, on the west side of Michigan. And, you know, I started to – when you're in ministry and stuff, there's sometimes where you hit a dry season in your life. I mean, that's just kind of the real thing. You're pouring out, and, you know, you start to do mundane things. But the Holy Spirit – started quickening me and stirring me up and desiring. Every time I would read the word, I would be like, God, this is awesome reading about the mighty works, reading about your manifest presence and glory. But God, I just don't want to read about it. I want to experience it. So I just pressed in my personal life. I mean, I would stay at the church all night praying in the sanctuary, pressing in, and mostly praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
And so there was just a supernatural stirring on the inside of me. And one thing I want to tell your listeners, when that supernatural stirring is coming, that which you are pursuing is pursuing them. In other words, the Holy Spirit is getting ready to break them through to the next level. And that's what was happening to me.
Awesome.
And so I pressed in, and I actually went down to Jacksonville, Florida, to a Rodney Howard Brown Great Awakening conference. And there I went up for an altar call, and Pastor Rodney, he prophesied over me. He said, that which you are desiring, God said, you're going to get it. And he said some other things, but that stuck out to me because that before going to that conference, that's when the stirring really began and I was pressing in. And it was interesting because I knew I had to go down to Jacksonville to that meeting. I knew there was some kind of a divine appointment, and that was the word. So I went back to Big Rapids, Michigan, and I said, you know what, I'm going to call the church to 14 nights of prayer. I just, for some reason, 14 nights, I said, we're going to press in corporately. So the first night, everyone's all excited, and, you know, we had a pressing in. And second night, boy, there's still some excitement going. The third night, yeah, there's less people there. On the fourth night, it dwindles a little bit more. And so, you know what? The people who truly had a heart to press in stuck with me. And we would stay at the church until about 2 or 3 in the morning and just praising and worshiping, praying in tongues, praying in, with our, you know, in English. And listen to this. This is amazing because there's a lesson in this. On the 10th night of the 14 nights of prayer, the breakthrough came. And I can't tell you, I can't tell you, Apostle Diane, how many times between that about fourth and tenth night where I just wanted to say, you know what, forget it. There's nobody's on board with this. And you know what are we doing here? God, what's going on? But I stuck with it. And on the tenth night, I will never forget it. I was sitting up on the stage area in the sanctuary and looking back toward the back of the sanctuary. In the back of the sanctuary, there was a very heavy and tall stage curtain back there that covered up the overflow area of the sanctuary. And the lights were dim. This was on May 3rd, 2007, just after midnight. And about six of us were sitting up there, and I looked back, and this stage curtain all of a sudden starts moving on its own. And you know, I mean, I thought my eyes were just playing tricks on me, you know, because we're kind of tired, we're fasting and all that. And it kept moving, and I finally said to the people who were with me, I said, hey, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing with that curtain? And like, oh my, yeah, there's something supernatural going on. Yeah. Because there was no fan. There was no air conditioning. There were no windows open in that sanctuary. And so this thing was moving on its own. So I stood up, and I started walking down the center aisle of the sanctuary. And as I walked to the back of the sanctuary, the presence of God just hit me like electricity. And, I mean, it was so overwhelming. That's the only earthly way, Apostle Diane, that I can think to explain that feeling. Like electricity, a buzzing all over me. Yeah. And all I could do was just stop in the center aisle halfway down because it was so overpowering. It was amazing. It was literally out of this world. And the stage curtain is moving even greater. I continue to walk back. And when I get to the back of the sanctuary, I heard fluttering of wings over top of me going one way and then back the other, almost like a wave going back and forth. Wow. And the way I was hearing the movement of that flutter, the way I was hearing that movement is the way the curtain was moving. And all of a sudden, this gold dust starts falling and getting on our hands. And I look back toward the front, and all of a sudden, I see like flashes of like lightning in the sanctuary all over the place. Well, what was happening, angels were manifesting in that place. And so basically, that is what I was asking God for. God, I want to experience your glory. I want to experience your power. And it was so supernatural. I will never, everything in the Word of God came alive to me. And basically, my spiritual eyes, God opened our spiritual eyes, and all six of us, we lined up in the back there, and we just lifted our hands, and we just got slain in the spirit. We fell right to the ground. And after that, we walked into the lobby because we wanted to see, was this going on all over the building? There was such a thick, manifest presence of God. We walked into the lobby, and we heard singing going on. And we
mm-hmm.
heard angels singing in the lobby
yeah.
of the church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, and since when from that point on, we would, I mean, people, when they walked into the church, people would walk into the church and just start crying for no reason.
Yeah.
And we're like,
yeah.
what are you, why are you crying? And they're like, the presence of God is so strong in here.
Yes.
Oh, I'm telling you, we haven't even begun to tap into what God has for us, Apostle Diane. We're moving forward.
We are. And, you know, just sharing, it's like, of course, you know, that prophetic thing is on me. And I start thinking about how you said, you know, on the fourth night, you know, that's
yeah.
when that first moment of like, is this worth it? Am I, you know, is this
yes.
really God and nobody? It seems like no one's in it with me. And you know, it's interesting because the number four is create.
Wow.
And so, yeah, and so you know how prophets are with numbers. They're very significant. And
yes.
even in the Word of God, you know, to God. But just that number four, it's like right at that moment. And so someone that's listening right now, and God has you in that place, and you know, when you get to that place to where you feel like you just want to give up, don't do it. And
amen.
And be persistent and pursue. But then it's interesting, you know, from four to ten is six, which represents man. And so, you know, the number six is man. And so during that span of time, it's
yes.
like every day it just got harder and harder. But on the tenth day, that number ten is a testimony of law and responsibility.
Wow.
And so I look at that and see how, you know, that you were obedient to the Word of God. He demands everything of us to love Him with our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength, with everything that's in us. And
amen.
You know, because you did that, and here it's this responsibility. It is a amazing responsibility. It is an honor to be able to be a carrier of God's glory, but
yes.
to manifest that it's a responsibility in the kingdom, and we have to, you know, with respect and honor, you know, treat Him and the things
yes.
that He reveals to us that's in this earth. But I'm just looking at all of this and so many things, you know, the electric feeling, and you know, it is just like you can't explain it. It's just like electricity, and
yeah.
So many people, you know, have shared that in different seasons. But the flashes of the light, and you could tell the flutterings of the wings, and you know, one of the first times that God revealed His glory in such a powerful way. That's exactly what I saw in our bedroom, going from one side
wow.
to the other. And I knew
praise
that
God.
It was angels, you know, just those flashes
yes.
of light. And so, and a lot of people have heard me sharing that, but I want to encourage everyone listening, here's someone else. Pastor James is sharing this, what happened. And so
yes.
it's, I believe more and more people are going to encounter the supernatural and encounter God's glory. Once you've tasted God's glory, it changes your life. It's
oh, yes.
just, you're burned. You know.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I mean, it's yeah, there's so much peace attached to it. There's so much life attached to it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you right now, I there's so many people, they get into prayer, they fast, they press in, and I believe they stop too soon. If
mm-hmm.
I mean, as most people, I'm telling you, I know this by the Holy Ghost, they stop right when they're on the edge of breakthrough.
Yeah.
And they need to press in and ignore those feelings. You basically got to override your natural mind with
That's
your spirit.
Right.
You got to override those feelings because the enemy obviously doesn't want them to press in. The enemy doesn't want them to have this kind of experience. And, you know, the Bible says that
Come
we
on.
Are changed from glory to glory. from experiencing his presence. You know, I'm telling you, one of the main things that is missing in many local churches in the body of Christ is pressing in long enough and waiting for his manifest presence, waiting for his glory. That's what changes people.
Come on. And, you know, a lot of that even starts out in worship. You know, some people have not liked to come to our church because they say we worship too long. Well, we're not going to complain. We're not going anywhere or doing anything until everyone is in. We don't want anyone to be left out. And you know, when you press, the Lord commands his blessing. You know, you're talking about seeing think about the wind of the Spirit in Ecclesiastes chapter 11, where he says, you know, you see the result of the wind, but you don't see the wind itself.
Right.
And, you know, the wind of the Spirit, and there was a season where, at our corporate prayer, where we had just really pressing in one night, and it was like someone was blowing into the mic.
Wow.
There was air, and you could hear the wind blowing. And, of course, it was not me. But, you know, there was just that awesome awareness of that God is in this place.
Definitely.
And, you know, he's manifesting himself. And, you know, Pastor James, what I always share with people, and I know this is, you know, you're seeing this more and more and more as well, because I keep seeing it more and more as well. But when you encounter the supernatural, when you encounter what's in heaven, because we pray, Lord, let what is in heaven manifest in this earth.
Yes.
And so when we encounter heaven, it's like, don't start rejecting it because you don't understand it. The mind, the carnal mind, cannot understand the things of the Spirit. But
exactly.
The Holy Spirit will reveal to you. And every time you encounter heaven, and I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And,
amen.
And you know, the glory of God, it changes you. It's like you are encountering where you came from, because we all came from the Spirit of God.
That's right. That's our citizenship is in heaven as believers. And wow, I'm telling you, here's the deal. The Holy Spirit illuminated this to me when I was going through that whole experience, and Lord, I want to lead others into this, and the Holy Spirit spoke this to me. He said, people have an idol, and that idol is their natural mind. They exalt natural reasoning, the natural realm above a God and above. I mean, we're talking about a God with him all things are possible. And he wants to manifest himself to us more than we desire it. And so, you know, it's just a matter of pressing in. It's going back to what we were talking about with the worship at church.
Yeah.
People complained all the time, oh, you do too much. But I told people this. I said, you know, I said worship in a church service is like taking a spiritual shower. It's like you're positioning yourself under the shower of the Holy Ghost, because all through the week you've gone through things that have tried to pull you away from God and all these things. And when you're in worship and you're pressing in, his presence comes. It's like knocking these things off of you. It's like softening your heart. So I don't know how people can at church can just sing 2-3 songs and call it a day. I mean,
I know, like,
I'm telling you.
Can I piggyback off of what you said?
Yes.
Piggyback, I'm like, everything you said is just like, but it's so true, because, you know, Jeremiah, he said, is there any balm in Gilead? And when you study that scripture out, balm represented healing, and Gilead represented worship.
Praise
so he
God.
Said, is there any healing in worship? And so because we're worshiping him, we're ministering to him. And I always tell our congregation, you know, worship is so important. It's so key, because it is what is coming from our heart to him. And we're ministering to him out of our heart of worship. And then he turns around, and all of those things just start to fall off of us, like what you were saying. The healing comes. And next thing you know, he has increased, and we have decreased.
Yes. Amen. That's what it's all about right there, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm going higher and higher as we talk. It's like I can feel the plane is soaring up.
Amen.
Because of the fire, but it's just so true. And you know what, Pastor Sims? I believe right now that everywhere where people are listening, you know, we have people in China that listen, in Iraq that listen, in Canada, in Greece, and all over, that they are encountering the presence of God right now, and the glory of God
is
beginning to manifest. And just receive right now. Go ahead.
Amen. Oh, Father, right now I pray for every person listening to this live broadcast, listening to the archive even. Father, wherever they're at, I pray that your glory would manifest right now in that place. And whatever healing needs to occur, I speak to every organ in their body. I command every organ to be healed and function properly. Every chemical in your body to be balanced, be normal in the name of Jesus. Mm. Yes. Oh, Father God, we thank you for what you're doing right now. Wow.
I know the Spirit of God is moving so powerfully. And we are going to be taking your calls in just about 30 minutes. And we're going to go ahead and continue to share here. And so I realize some of you always are on your lunch hour. And I pray and hope that we are able to get to your call today. But if we're not, you know, you can always, y'all can always email at mine, or Pastor James, what is your information that they can get a hold of you?
Absolutely. Well, I have two websites. They can go to jamesbrandt.org, or the other one I have is revivalpodcast.org. And you can contact me through email at PastorJamesBrandt@gmail.com. And I would love to hear from the listeners and any questions they may have. And I have about four and a half years worth of sermons on my websites, and they're all free. They're more than welcome to go there. And I just want to be a blessing to people and help them grow in their walk with God.
Awesome. That's awesome. And also any pastors or leaders in ministry that are listening today, or whenever you're listening, you can go to his website or his email address that he just gave, and I'll have him to get that out again at the end of the program, and consider having him into your church to come in to do revival glory meetings.
Gathering. Would love that. I would love that opportunity, and I don't require anything. I'm not in it for money. I just want to be a blessing to the body of Christ.
Amen.
I am sold out for Christ, Apostle Diane.
Amen. Amen. I know that. Just the connection, just all of the posts that I would read before we actually connected, you know, by phone, but and through Facebook is just such a blessing. And so I want to say, keep saying and flowing in this vein. I think about in Isaiah, where where there is a crying out, I believe it's in chapter 55, and it says, "Ho, everyone that thirsts, come to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye and buy and eat. Come and buy wine and milk without money and without price." And then he says, "Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight in its fatness." And then he says, "Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David." And so that's what y'all did that night. That's, you know, that's what happened. You came into contact with the living waters that was flowing from the throne room first. It's like you stepped in. Y'all just stepped into that. And some people just stick their toe in, or they get up to their ankle, or they get up to their knees. And God wants every son and daughter of his to just come all the way in. And he satisfies your soul. And every craving that the enemy would seduce or entice you with in the natural, what God has to offer, that you don't have to pay for it. All you have to do is receive it.
Amen.
And, you know, and so, but he said that your soul will live, and he'll make an everlasting covenant with you. And so, Pastor James, you shared with me that, you know, you've been through some difficult experiences and traumatic events in your life. And that the enemy wanted to use to destroy you. Can you share whatever you would like to with that, to encourage those that are even going through some difficult things right now? And they want this glory. They want to encounter what, you know, you encounter. But because they're in this situation they're in, you know, some of them are thinking, wow, will God ever manifest himself to me in that way?
Absolutely. I would love to share. And let me tell everyone listening right now, whatever it is you're going through, what the enemy's lying to, there is no such thing as a hopeless situation. God wants to pull you out of your pit. All you need to do is reach your hand up to him. He will pull you out. Apostle Diane, what happened to me back in 2009, March 2009, my mom passed away suddenly at 54 years old. Totally, she died in her sleep. She had a heart condition that nobody knew about. And it just, she was the glue of our family. I mean, she, my kids, I got three beautiful kids, and my sister has two beautiful kids, and it was just a tragedy for the family. If I would have ever thought, my mom, is she going to go? No, she's gonna live. She passed away in 2009, and it just broke my heart. But you know what? Here's the thing. My roots were so deep in God that I didn't let that shake my faith. I'll tell you right now, God is with me. Even when I walked in to the funeral home on that first night of the showing of my mom and seen her in that casket, it's like the peace of God just came over me. He's so good. He is so good.
Yes, he is.
But I'll tell you, it was a devastating thing to go through, and I miss her dearly. She was a wonderful mom. She was a great support of me in the ministry, and so that was the first thing that happened. And then after that, my marriage broke apart. I felt like all hell was coming against me. And unfortunately, a divorce occurred in my life in 2010. And so those two events happened. Basically in 2009 is when all of this went down. And because of the broken marriage, I lost the position at the church. And so everything in my life was rocked. It was changed.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, betrayal from some people who I was close to and thought had my back. Well, they didn't. And so I felt abandoned by people. And so I'm telling you, God is our only stability in this life.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the enemy tries to throw counterfeits out, but I'm telling you right now, God is the only one that can deliver you from the trial that you're going through. And so I've had the last couple years have been, it's been a huge trial in my life. I mean, going from, you know, being at home with my kids every day to just being a weekend, having them on the weekends. I mean,
right.
It's horrible. It totally just rips my heart out. But I'll tell you right now, I press into God like never before. And God is, I'm feeling that rising up within me. I'm telling you, God will not leave you hanging. It doesn't matter who rejects you. Your calling in ministry, your calling by God is not dependent on any person on this earth.
Come on,
but with
Pastor
your relationship with
on.
God. I'm telling you, I don't care who has rejected you, who told you, if you've
Come
gone
on.
Through a divorce, who said you cannot be in ministry again, baloney, you will be in ministry again. You
Come
need
on.
To press in, man, woman
Amen.
Of God. You need to press in because that anointing is still in you. That calling is still in you, and
yeah.
God is waiting for you to stir that up. Oh, my.
I'm telling you. The switchboard is... I mean, people are calling in right now because something just shifted in the atmosphere. Because
yes.
I know, you know, there are listeners that have been on, you know, that have called in that are going through a divorce. They are divorced
sure.
or they're going through that process or they have a spouse that's not living, you know, at home anymore. And so
right.
I'm telling you, when you started sharing, there's something about when we just share, you know, people look at us as leaders and sometimes they, you know, they hear, oh, the glory of God, and they're so anointed and people get healed and they prophesy.
Right.
But something about when we start touching on subjects that so many are faced with every time, I mean, the switchboard just starts, people start calling
oh.
in because there's hope is being imparted right now.
Amen.
And,
Amen.
You know, I just know that people are being ministered to. I mean, my switchboard is just getting filled with calls.
Well, I'm telling you, the devil is a liar.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's. I'm telling you right now, leaders are no different. I mean, we go through
That's
things.
Right.
There were times where I felt like giving up after I lost my mom
yeah.
and after. I mean, there were some very tough times. And but
yeah.
I'm telling you right now, God wants to breathe life into those dry
yeah.
bones. He wants to bring those bones back together. I'm telling you, there is nothing impossible with God. Wow.
I'm telling you, the anointing is so thick and so strong right now. And just with the things that you've been sharing, I know that the anointing has been destroying yokes off of sons and daughters right now.
Yes.
And someone is getting just a glimpse of hope now that there still is so much more and that what happened before is not the greatest that's happened in their life.
Right.
And, you know, even some that have encountered a death of a spouse, of a loved one, and God is just going to have so much more to give. And it's
yes.
not over, is it, Pastor James?
It is not over. It is not over at all. I'm telling you right now. And listen to this. The Holy Spirit spoke this word to me too recently. He said, those that have been rejected in the body of Christ because of the trials and tribulations they have been through, a divorce, these things where many people try to shut them out and say, sorry, you're disqualified. No, you're not disqualified. You're more than qualified now. You need to jump in the ring. You need to minister to others that are going through it. The Holy Ghost said this, the next move of God is going to be a move of God that where he is going to use those people where man has disqualified them, but the Holy Ghost has
Hallelujah.
Qualified them. Hallelujah.
Wow. Praise God. Ooh, did y'all hear that? Did y'all hear what the prophet just prophesied? That is just such a prophetic word right now. It is not over. It's not over till God says, it's over, and you're still here, and,
yes.
and you're still getting up every morning. You're still breathing. You got up
yes.
out of bed this morning. So there
oh.
is everlasting hope in Christ. Go, Pastor.
You know what? What's amazing, Apostle Diane, is the brokenness. the greater the brokenness, the greater the opening for the anointing to pour out of them. I'm telling you right now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Man, woman of God, you need to step into the river. You need to jump into the river, throw those chains away, and you need to just press in because your divine appointment, your divine connections are waiting for you. I'm telling you. Those that have been, I hear the Holy Spirit so clear right now. Those that have been disqualified by man are qualified by the Holy Ghost. And that is who the Holy Spirit is going to use. Those who have been through the hurts and the pains, oh my gosh, I'm telling you right now, the healing anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ is going to pour from those people because they have been down in the pit. They've been there. You've been there where those other people are at. And I'm telling you, the greater the brokenness, the greater the opening for the anointing to come forth out of your life.
Wow.
Trust me,
awesome.
The enemy wants them to stay down, but the Holy Ghost is saying, rise up. Rise
come
up.
On.
Come on.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, we're going to start taking calls here in just a couple of minutes because, like I said, the switchboard is lighting up. And, you know, the Bible says to let them be confounded that persecute me. And let not me be confounded. Let them be dismayed, but let not me be dismayed. And
right.
So, you know, there's some of them because you were greatly persecuted, and some of you even because of your relationship with God.
Mm. Amen. Yes.
And so do not be ashamed ever of your relationship
no.
with God. It's, you
Amen.
Know, it just doesn't matter. It,
yep.
You keep on staying strong. Don't compromise your relationship with God because of a person that cannot accept it.
That's right.
It's,
and the Holy Spirit showed this to me too, Apostle Diane, that your boldness, a Christian's boldness to promote the gospel is an invitation to the Holy Spirit to flow through them in a greater way.
Yes.
Boldness
yes.
is an invitation to the Holy Spirit to flow through you in a greater way. Wow.
Hallelujah. That is, well, if you don't mind, we're just going to go ahead and start taking calls.
Sure.
And is there anything that you want to say before we start taking calls?
No, I'm just feeling an awesome prophetic anointing here flowing. So bring it on, bring it on.
Okay, here we go. Okay, let me get, now this is going to work today. Let's see, we've got area code 210. You are on the line right now. Is this Monya?
Yes, God bless you.
Hi, Monya. How are you?
Hi. I'm full of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, there's an anointing released on this broadcast. Wow.
Wow.
What would you like to ask Pastor James today if you can?
Wow. I'm telling you, there is a buzz of the Holy Ghost flowing through people listening to this.
Yes.
We're ready for this. Go for it.
Hallelujah. Going ahead, Monya.
Yes,
do you want to?
I want to love me.
Wow. Wow, I love when people are touched by the Holy Ghost. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Sheila Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. Get her, Holy Ghost. Get her, Holy Ghost.
Sheila Hallelujah.
Praise God. Oh, my. I have no idea who this is, but the Holy Ghost just said, get ready. Your divine encounter is coming. Oh, I see chains falling off of you right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. Every chain, every hindrance, I command it to go in the name of Jesus right now.
Yes.
Right now. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
On you. I hear one thing that the Lord is, he is even developing a deeper place within your heart. There is a manifestation of the Lord that is happening with you because of the unity that Pastor James and I have in the Spirit, and this is what I'm hearing, because I know you're always sometimes whenever you call in on the program, but today there's something different because there's two that are putting 10,000 to flight. And so there's something, I'm trying to articulate this as best as I can.
Yes.
But I saw the chain falling off too, and there's just no more hindrance there any longer for what God has purposed in your life in this season. Now, that which is spoken, it will, and it is coming to pass because you've been speaking it. And he said, speak it, and will I not perform it? And so there is a coming forth of this word today. Hallelujah.
Wow. This phrase just came to me, that rejection no more. Rejection no more. Hallelujah.
Oh,
no more.
Yeah.
No more. No more. No more rejection in Jesus' name. We command that spirit of rejection that has come upon you, and that we command it to go in the name of Jesus right now. Right now. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. That's awesome. And I will share with you later, Pastor James, that I know some things, and that's just right on. There's acceptance this time. There's acceptance this time.
Hallelujah. No more. Yeah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. The glory is touching this lady right now. Wholeness in every part of her heart right now. Wholeness in every part of her heart. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Okay, Vanya, Pastor James, if you don't have anything else, we're going to go ahead to the next caller so we can get all the callers. And then if we have time on you, we're going to come back to you because you're just having an encounter with the Lord right now.
Praise God. Praise God.
Continue in that right now. I love you, Anya.
No, no.
God bless.
I love you.
Thank you. I love you.
I will talk with you again. God bless you. We love you.
I love you, too. I love you.
God bless, sister. We'll be praying for you.
What a wonderful
experience in the Lord. Wow.
Yes. Awesome. Okay, here we go now. This is area code 727. You're on the air right now. Where are you calling from?
Hallelujah. My name's Jan, and I'm calling from Florida.
From Florida. Wonderful. Praise God. Praise God. Awesome. And Jan, what can we do for you today?
I just like general prayer. There are several things going on, but if the word of the Lord comes, that would be awesome.
Okay. I always share with people because a lot of people are just general and whatever the Lord, but I like to be specific. If you said there's a lot of things going on, is there one thing that you would be specific with? And, you know, and the Lord, you know, he always does minister. But one thing.
Okay. I would like discernment in a personal situation. I've had a lot of promises from the Lord. But, again, also anything else he might give, that would be great.
Okay. Now, Pastor, I'll let you run with that. And I just want to share this real quick. The reason why I always ask people who say just general prayer, because there's something about just saying one thing. It's humbling to ask for prayer sometimes, But in a situation, yeah. and you don't want to say a lot because you want to know that what you're being told is coming from the Spirit of God. But the Holy Spirit just always has me to do that. It's like he said to be specific.
Sure.
And, I understand. You know, I do.
In fact, you know, several times he says, what do you want? You know, what is it that you
right.
want? So thank you, sweetheart, for sharing that. And Pastor James, do you want to start or?
Absolutely. You bet.
Okay.
Oh, Father God, right now we lift Jan
Father
up to you.
Jesus.
Lord, you see the circumstances. You see the situation that she is in. Father God, I come against any confusion right now. I bind all confusion. I loose clarity in the situation. I loose discernment upon and within Jan's spirit right now that she would see clearly, that her spiritual eyes, her spiritual ears would be open right now in the name of Jesus. Jan, I just had a vision of you walking, and you're walking forward, and there's a big pit like in front of you, like there's a trap, and it looks good. It's like you don't see it, but it looks good, and you're walking for it. But then I see you walking around it. I see the Holy Spirit is going to give you clarity on this situation you're going in. Something, I think what's going on here, there's a struggle between your natural mind, your own desires, and what the Holy Ghost has for you. The Holy Ghost says that he has better plans for you. I'm hearing this so clear right now. He has a better plan for you. And, oh, karamo shatika. And this one thing that you're desiring, I just hear, it's a trap, be patient, and the Holy Ghost, you're going to see something manifest in the natural that is going to be far beyond what this one circumstance would have taken you to. I have no idea what you're going through, but that's what I'm seeing in the spirit right now.
Yes, hallelujah. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that he has raised you up for such a time as this, and all of these things that the enemy has been throwing at you has just been a distraction and to detour you and to keep you from walking in the destiny. But the Lord says, you hear my voice, daughter, and step out and know that I am there with you, and you will truly see that it is the steps that I have ordered for you. For you are my mouthpiece, and I have called you to speak forth my word. Yes, my word is hid in your heart. And as you step out and just open your mouth, and as you learn to allow me to speak to others through you, you will see that truly I am with you and that I have anointed you. And yes, there are things that you will speak, but do not be dismayed by others and do not fear, for I have given you a spirit of love, and you will speak forth that which I have purposed to bring forth my will and that I might be glorified in this earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. And that discernment, I just see it increasing and increasing as you, you know, continue to stay in the Word, Jan. The discernment, because that is a gift that the Lord has given to you. There's a gift of discernment, and then there's discernment that comes from the Word. But you're a warrior. It's like there's a warrior spirit on the inside of you. And the enemy has tried to suppress that. But no longer, because that is being exposed right now. And no longer can an oppression of the enemy, because of the things that others have spoken that the enemy has used to detain you, to shame you, to hold you back, and to keep you back, no longer can that assignment of the enemy work. Because it's being exposed, and that darkness is being expelled. And today you will rise up, and I just decree over you that the plot and plans and assignment of the enemy are being canceled today. They're being renounced today. No longer shall they have any effect on you. They are being rendered, as the Word of God says, harmless, void, nullified, and ineffective from this day forward in the mighty name of Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And Jan, I just feel like there's been a lot of word curses spoke over you, even as a young child. And so repeat this after me, Jan. You still with me?
Yes.
Okay. Say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I renounce.
I renounce.
Destroy.
Destroy.
Make void.
Make void.
Condemn.
Condemn.
Every word curse.
Every word curse.
That's been spoken over my life.
That's been spoken over my life.
By anybody in authority over me.
By anyone in authority over me.
Including myself.
Including myself.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray that healing would come to that part of Jan, even as a young child, Lord God, that healing would come to her from those circumstances, those situations, those words, and that strength would rise up, and you would use her to minister to others that have gone through the same thing, and that she would set the captives free in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
God will stand. Sweetheart, just remain in the Lord and remain blessed and go forth and take this word and what's been spoken today and ponder it in your heart and let the Holy Spirit just bring it to life in you that, you know, you're walking in it. And we're going to go on. So, again, so we've got so many callers today, but thank you for calling in, and we just speak blessings over you.
God bless you, Jim.
Thank you. God bless you both.
Okay,
we love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Praise God. That's
wow.
Awesome. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
We're going in. Okay, here's the next one, area code 347, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from? Area code 347. Hi there, 347. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with? Well, 347. I think
this is your time and opportunity, 347. Come on, step up.
Okay, we'll come back. We'll come back to that. Sometimes people, they forget that they put on to ask a question and they walk off from the phone. So we'll go on to area code 678. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Are you Sister Mills?
Sister Mills? And
Yes.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Wonderful.
From Georgia. Praise God. What can we pray for you today?
I need prayer for my eyes. I went to the doctor. They said I have a hole in my retina. And also I need prayer for healing of my heart because I want the Lord to use me, but many times I've been hurt from people who do not believe that God can use me. And also my prayer for my daughter. She's in school. She's taking some hard classes. She's having a hard time to study.
She's having a hard time what?
When she studies, she has a hard time to remember, and she's frustrating right now.
Okay.
Yeah, she's having a hard time studying and retaining the information in her mind, in her thoughts. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So do you want to pray over her retina and her heart, and then you want to pray over her daughter, or?
Sure, that sounds great. You bet.
Okay. Okay, well, Father God, I just thank you right now for your healing power that is present. And, Father, we just come into agreement. Your son and I, we come into agreement, and we speak to that hole in her retina right now to close up right now.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Close up right now in Jesus' name. And Father, thank you for it, God, that you are causing her eyes to be whole and complete in you. Father, thank you that you are ministering to her physical body right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are ministering to her heart. And Father, just pour in the balm of Gilead.
Father, just cause the bomb to go down into the crevices of her heart, where arrows have come in from words that others have spoken. And I just take authority right now, and I pull out every arrow right now. I pull it out right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you that you fill it with your agape love. Father, you said that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
And God, I thank you that those places are being filled up and being sealed up by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Every word is falling to the ground right now, and no weapon that is forming will prosper in the name of Jesus. But, Father, you said that your daughter, that she would condemn the tongue of those that have spoken words against her. So, Father, we condemn those words, and we are just going ahead and condemn those words, because God has used the authority, not the person. You don't condemn the person, but the words that are spoken. So that's an action that you have to take, that we all have to take. So just say, Father God.
Father God.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I condemn those words.
I condemn those words.
And I speak.
And I speak.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That the weapons that have been forming,
that the weapons that have been forming,
they fall into the ground.
They're falling to the ground.
Yes.
Father God, I receive your word.
Father God, I receive your words.
That I am accepted.
That I am accepted.
And not rejected.
And not rejected.
Yes.
That I am loved.
That I am loved.
Hallelujah.
And not hated.
Not hated.
And that I am a blessing.
And that I'm a blessing.
Because you have placed me in this earth.
Because you have placed me in this earth.
As a seed of praise.
As a seed of praise.
To give you glory and honor.
I give you glory and honor.
And Father, I receive right now.
And Father, I receive right now.
Your love.
Your love.
To embrace me like a child.
Embrace me like a child.
Because I am your child.
Because I am your child.
And Jesus, I belong to you.
And Jesus, I belong to you.
And I believe in you.
And I believe in you.
That I am yours.
That I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
Wow. There's some deep healing going on right there.
Yes, there is. It's very deep. It's a very deep healing and really going deep, deep down into your heart. And, you know, some things you're not even going to remember them. Because God is totally wiping them from the cells in your brain of remembrance. And you won't even remember.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh.
Thank you.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Now, it's just a very tender moment. And I know that there are even some that are listening right now, and they're just feeling the backsplash of that. And they're just receiving it too, and just going ahead wherever you are right now, and you receive that as well, because it's a very strong, I mean, there's almost a restraint on me to even say anything, because it's so holy.
It is a holy moment.
Wow. Hallelujah. Wow. God, you're so awesome.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Pastor James, going ahead and
Father God, I jump in this river of your presence right now. Thank you, Father. We just acknowledge you. We acknowledge the working of your Holy Ghost right now.
Yes.
We acknowledge your healing anointing. We acknowledge the precious blood of Jesus that was shed for us.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I lift up my sister's daughter right now. Lord, this same healing anointing that is upon my sister right now, I loose it upon her daughter, wherever her daughter is at right now. Father, we believe for miracles in her daughter's life right now. We command all confusion, every hindrance to be pushed to the side right now. Lord, anybody in her daughter's life that's not meant to be there, Lord, I pray that there would be a separation. I'm feeling that very strong, that there would be a separation from those individuals. The Holy Ghost just said there's some individuals in her life that's bringing a spirit of confusion. So right now, Lord, I pray that there'd be a hedge, there'd be a wall in between her and them right now, and that you would bring individuals into her life that would, that Lord God, that would be a blessing to her, that that would carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that would sharpen her as iron sharpens iron in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I feel in this very, so I come against right now any spirit of suicide that would try to attack her mind. I find it in the name of Jesus right now. Right now, I command it to leave in Jesus' name, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, body, soul, and spirit right now. Devil, you let her go. Satan, you let her go. In every demonic spirit, you let her go now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And that, Lord, she would be set free to accomplish and fulfill your perfect plan for her life in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus. You're doing it right now. Lord, that you would dispatch your holy angels, your holy ministering spirits to encamp around her right now. In the name of Jesus, divine protection around that young lady, in Jesus' mighty name. We declare that she is going to live. She is going to live a full and healthy life in the name of Jesus Christ right now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, my God. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for praying for me, because today the Holy Spirit said to call in, not knowing that there was going to be a double anointing today just for me and my child.
This was a divine appointment, definitely, for you and your daughter.
Yes,
wow.
It was.
Did you know what happened last week? The other day she was eating. She almost died a piece of food.
Wow.
Look at what God's doing today.
Wow.
That's not going to happen again. That can't happen again.
That's not going to happen.
That's right. Because God intervened.
Wow. I see your daughter, and I see just angels locking arms around her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what? I was talking to her. I said, daughter, I think, because she's in high school, I said, I think God needs to remove some of the people who are around you. And today you saw the same thing.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what God does. He can solve those things. And so what she prayed, what she spoke, you prayed, Pastor James, didn't that? Precious.
Thank you, God. Thank you for both
of
you. Personal our Heavenly Father is. And I heard that the Lord is giving your daughter the tongue of a ready pen writer.
Yes.
And that
there's something shifting today and changing, and you're going to see such a change in her schoolwork and just her enthusiasm and her zeal and desire for school and to do, you know, her schoolwork. But God's giving her the tongue of a ready pen writer, and she's going to write things for the Lord that are just going to blow people away.
Oh,
ooh, glory.
Wow. Praise God.
May God bless both of you today. May God bless both of you for letting him use both of you. Thank you for blessing my life today. I'm so blessed. I don't know what to do.
Wow.
Oh, we just give God the glory and honor for it, don't we, Pastor James?
Absolutely. It's all the Holy Ghost. Wow.
It's His Spirit in us that is manifesting this word and just, you know, to you. And it is a divine appointment. I believe it's always a divine appointment.
Oh, yes, and definitely right now I'm feeling like that fear is falling off of you. Fear is falling off of you right now. You walk in so much fear and especially in connection with your daughter. Right now, we break that fear off. I bind that spirit of fear. I lose the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind upon you and upon your daughter. We come against the spirit of death, anything that would try to come against right now, that fear of death. Every generational curse that comes against you, right now we break it in the name of Jesus Christ, right now. Right now.
Yes.
Lord.
Healing, wholeness, boldness, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. And Isaiah said to let God be your fear. Let him be your fear. Let God be your fear. Because it's a reverence and it's a holy fear, and the enemy just tried to pervert that. But I see even from generations of your family where curses have come down and fear has come down. The Lord, he is destroying those, and he's breaking you free, and he's breaking you on through that place of darkness that has been in your family. And now you, God is going to use you, sweetheart, to be a catalyst.
Yes.
In your family, because things are going to begin to change today because of what God is doing in your heart. And God has given you, there's an anointing that's going to come upon you that is going to release household salvation.
Yes.
Your family, your whole family is going to get saved and baptized with the Holy Ghost in fire.
Wow.
You just hold on. It's going to happen.
Well, you know, and I just seen, Apostle Diane, I just seen this woman I in the spirit as she, I'm like looking at her from the side, and I see her open her mouth to speak, and I see like fire coming out of her mouth. The anointing's going to come through her like fire on people. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you're going to release it. The Holy Ghost says release it. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. It's a sign of the Lord. It's a sign of the Lord and from the Lord, because she believes him. And he said signs and wonders will follow those who believe. And
amen.
So it's a sign. But I saw it when you were speaking it. I could see it.
Wow.
I could see that fire coming out.
Wow. Wow.
I think we've been translated into the throne.
What a day.
Oh.
Glory to God. I know people are thinking, am I gonna get to come on today? Yes, you are. We've got about 35 minutes left, and so I'm hoping we'll be able to get, we've got about 5 more callers that are on the line right now. And so but Pastor James, is there anything else that you have for Sister Mills?
Well, I just feel, get ready. Get ready. There are going to be divine appointments, divine connections that are coming your way. Today was a turning point for you and your daughter.
Yes.
I really feel that. So.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. We love you, sweetheart, and please call back in and let me hear the praise report.
Yes, I'm going to have a praise report.
Hallelujah.
You already have
God bless
starting
you.
Today. God bless you, dear.
Wow.
Oh,
well,
my.
Satan's kingdom
That's
is insane. Just getting torn to shreds today. I love it. God's kingdom's getting advanced. What a day there, Apostle Diane, I'll tell
you. I'm telling you, it's like, wow, no telling what's going to happen in our service tonight, but it's like this every Wednesday. It's just like there's a fire that I go into on Wednesday nights that it just, because God moves so powerfully on
Amen.
My program. He just, there's hungry people calling and hurting people and, okay, let's go here. Let's see. Here we go. And this is area code. Well, it's a 111. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, Apostle Diane. This is Nichelle. How are you?
Nichelle, girl, I am blessed. How are you?
I'm okay. It's
been a while. What can we pray with you about, sweetheart?
Well, I think I had talked to you about relocating a while ago, and me and my son, we went there for a couple of days. and, you know, just to get outside for me with the area. And since I've been back, I don't know, I just feel like this heaviness on me. You know what I'm saying? I just don't mm-hmm. feel right. And my son was the same, and he just, you know, and I was trying not to, you know, make him feel, you know, I was trying to do the best I could to make him feel better, and he was just, like, really down. And, you know, when we was there, he was so happy and so just, he just was so happy. And then when we came back, it all kind of shifted. And what I'm calling in for, I'm just asking you guys to please pray for myself and my son. However God leads you, you know, I don't want to, you know, but that's the situation that I'm working with right now.
Okay, Pastor James, you want to?
Yeah, immediately, right when she started talking, the Holy Spirit said this to me, a spirit of Python is coming and trying to squeeze the life out of you and your son. So right now, I come against that spirit of Python in the name of Jesus. I bind it. I command it to fall off right now. Every bit of heaviness, every bit of depression, every bit of oppression, I come against it in the name of Jesus right now.
Yeah.
And I, Lord God, I pray that your manifest presence and glory would surround my sister, would surround her son right now, that the joy of the Lord would rise up within them, that you would give them eyes to see your plan, your ways, and what you have for them in the name of Jesus Christ right now. So everything that the enemy is trying to do, every assignment the enemy has against you and your son, I cancel those assignments in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Satan, you loose every part of them. Loose every part of their life right now.
Yeah.
And Father, I pray you dispatch your mighty holy angels to them right now and camp around them. And Lord God, that you would lead them to the individuals that they need to be connected with in the name of Jesus.
And I saw that right away too. It's just, you know, there was an oppression of that foul spirit, that Python spirit. I saw the exact same thing, and so
praise God.
A blessing, a great blessing, and I just see, it's like I see a field, Michelle, and in this field, there's like seeds that you have sown and that you have planted, and not just, I'm not talking about seeds of finances, I'm talking about all kinds of seeds, but I see this field, and it's just like a new garden that has been planted. And, you know, the soil is still, you know, it's just, it's not solid. It's all fluffy, and that's the only way I know to say it. It's fluffy and pretty, but where each seed has been planted, it's like I see a bud. I see all these buds in this field because the Lord says it is your harvest time, that this is the season of harvest.
Yes.
And your heart that you have poured out in ministry to others, and you've been giving and just giving and giving and giving and giving, that there's a great harvest that you're about to reap. But I see it. It's like, and they've just come up, and it's just so precious. It's like when a new plant comes up, it's, you know, it's kind of folded inward a little bit, but it's going to open up, and as it begins to open up, even the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus
Hallelujah.
Is going to begin to be manifested in and through your life, and people are going to be aware of that fragrance that is so life-giving, because that's what you have set your heart to do, is to give life and to sow life into others, even through your time of pain and the traumatic things that you have been through, and, you know, just, well, we'll just leave it there, the traumatic things that you've been through and that you've encountered, you still pressed in and you still pursued his holiness and his righteousness. And the angels were recording. I mean, they've been recording every single time, you know, your spirit that is so giving. And he just laughs at about you, that you have such a giving spirit no matter what you're going through. you still press in and pursue to give. And so this field, I feel that it's just like there's something settling right now. It's like here it comes in. This is heavy. Do you feel that, Pastor James?
Yes, I did.
It's just like, you know, because there's just seed. There's just seed, the fruit of seed that you've sowed in many different areas of your life. It's coming up right now. It's coming up.
Praise God.
You know, the fullness of it's going to be put into your hands and in your son's life as well.
I feel, obviously, you've been through many things in your life and trials. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that there's one thing that you're looking back to. There's one thing that you're holding back to that's been a real stronghold on you. And the Holy Spirit's saying, let it go. Let it go. Mm. There's. I just keep hearing that on the inside. There's one thing. One thing you're holding on to that you're looking back. Let it go. Father God, I pray that you would give her strength to move forward, to let that thing go. That soul tie. That soul tie. We sever that soul tie in the mighty name of Jesus right now. Everything that's connected to that soul tie, demonically, anything from the enemy, we sever that cord right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we bind her mind to the mind of Christ right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
And there's just a consuming of his glory that is going to just take over. I mean, it's just going to take over you. The glory of the Lord is rising up within you, but there's just a consuming of his glory that you're going to encounter. And it's like what we started off the program today and how Pastor was sharing, it's like, this encounter, this God consuming you with his glory, it's going to be a life-changing moment for you. And it's going to be a witness of all this fruit that is coming up from the seed that has been sown. And because he has been your counselor. He has been the Prince of Peace. And, you know, in your life, he has been the bright morning star. He has been the Lion of Judah. You know, within you, and you just continue regardless. It's like you have a tenacity. As I call it here, out here in the country where we live, we call it bulldog tenacity. It's like
you refuse
to give up on God
and
what he has said. And it's like, as Pastor James was just praying, it's like I just saw that just fall off, and it's like even a releasing your mind. And it's the blood of Jesus is covering your mind right now.
Yes.
I'm telling you, God is ministering to minds today.
Yes,
because
he is.
Some of you have been in such a place of, you've been in the valley of decision, and there's multitudes of you've been, and your mind is just going back and forth, you know, that war, that raging war between your soul and your spirit. The peace of God comes, and then your mind, you know, comes the thoughts of your mind. And God is healing minds today.
But amen.
The healing in your mind and self that the Lord is bringing forth, the blood of Jesus is covering. It's like I even see, I see your mind. It's like I see your brain. It's like this is just so, and I've never really actually seen brains, but it's like the blood of Jesus is just like, covering it.
Yes.
I mean, something amazing is happening in your mind right now. And the thoughts that, you know, that Pastor Jones, what he prayed over, it's like, that's never going to be able to have that stronghold in your mind. It's never going to be able to have that place in your mind again that it has had.
Amen, amen. Oh, hallelujah. And you know what? As you were praying and talking, actually, Apostle Diane, I had a vision of this lady, this woman on the line right now. I've seen a altar call with broken women up there, and I seen her walking forward and ministering to each one in that altar call. Get ready. Get ready, sister. God is going to use you. Oh, he is going to use you to minister to broken women. Get ready. I see it. I see it. You like it's like she marched. She marched right up there. I don't know if you were preaching, and then you came back to do the altar call. Wow, you were so focused. You were focused. Focus is coming back. Focus is coming back. Focus is coming back. I hear the Holy Ghost saying it right now. Focus. Focus is coming back right now in the name of Jesus. Focus. You're going to be so focused, you're going to tear the enemy's kingdom apart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yes, it's like it's just coming. It's like the ministry that has been there in the days before, that have happened before now, it's nothing like what's fixing to happen. Your ministry days are just now going to begin to manifest in such a powerful, glorious way.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm like sweating over here. The glory's so strong. Wow.
Me too. And the fire. I am too. It's like, this is one of those sweaty anointings. It's like,
yes, we're sweating over here. Oh, my. Praise God. Let it rain, Lord. Let it rain.
Yes. Oh, just such fire. And just the consumption, just the glory that is going to manifest so strongly. It's Isaiah, I don't know, Isaiah is just all over me today for some reason, but just, you know, the Lord God of hosts shall make a consumption even determined in the midst of all the land. And he should not be afraid of the Assyrian, because he's going to smite, you know, the Assyrian. As you lift that scepter that God has put into your hand, Michelle, the authority, you know, the enemy came to try to strip you of that authority. But you have the authority of God, sweetheart, is in your life because of your obedience to the word. And it doesn't matter what man hasn't seen. What matters is what God sees, because of what he has deposited in you, what he has put within you. And you'll speak just like those women, what Pastor James was sharing. It's like, the authority of God is going to come across and through you so strong, but still yet in that spirit of love, that it's going to bring a great healing, just insane healings. And it's going to be glorious, a very glorious time of ministry you're fixing to step into and see in your life.
Wow. Yeah, I just heard. In the past, you said, Lord, are you ever going to use me? How are you going to use me? How are you going to use me? And the Lord says, yes, now. Now is the time.
Now.
Wow.
Woo.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Woo.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow. That's powerful.
I'm telling you, those that man has disqualified for ministry, the Holy Ghost has qualified.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. That's awesome.
Wow.
Well, that's all I have.
Well, that's,
you, Pastor? Is there any?
I think that's it. It's a powerful word, and she's going to shake the earth with the gospel.
Yes, amen. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go. We've got about 3 more callers on the line. I don't know if we're going to get to everybody. We've got about 25 minutes here left, but I love you dearly.
God bless you.
Let me, before you guys go, I just want to say thanks to you both. And I was feeling really heavy. And, you know, like when I went out of town and I had to come back, you know, because I've been trying to relocate and stuff like that, it just put a damper on my spirit. But that thing that was sitting on me, it has lifted up. So I just thank God for you.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
I thank God. And even
thank
with
you,
the
Lord.
Ministry, I told God, I just said this to him. I couldn't do it no more. And I was like, God, I'm tired. So yep. I just thank God, you know, because it was like a lot of stuff. And I was like, God, how can I continue to do this with my living situation being like this? I was like, I just kept telling God I was tired. I was tired.
Yeah.
But I thank God for using you.
You've been refueled, my sister. Hallelujah.
Oh.
Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome. Praise
Beautiful.
God. Well, we love you dearly.
Love
and
you thank you guys so much.
Praise God for what he did. Talk to
God
you
bless
soon.
You.
Amen. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Praise
thank
God.
You.
Wow.
Praise
wow.
God. Here
this,
we
this,
go.
This broadcast has been amazing. Wow.
It has been. Praise God. Well, area code 646 is on the line right now. And who am I speaking with?
Hello?
Hello? Area code 646. Is this Miss Helena?
It is, Apostle. I was about to cry.
Praise the Lord. Hi there. And this is Pastor James. This is Helena, and she is from the Big Apple, from New York.
Wonderful. Awesome.
Okay. I'm just going to let Helena, you just go ahead and share what you will,
yes.
And I'm going to let
you know,
pray for you.
I came in line right from the beginning, but you were not calling me, so I was just saying to myself, what happened? So, you know, I was in
oh,
prayer.
No.
There's a ton of callers
today. Okay.
Yeah.
Just a ton of callers today.
Yes. Anyway, I mean, I just identified with your teaching today, especially concerning the brokenness and the rejection from people and, you know, especially ignorant Christians. And, you know, it's something that has really, it's very troubling. Anyway, so when you were speaking about for some time, there's been like a stirring inside of me that I just want the presence of God, and I've been praying and telling God, I need your presence. All I need nothing but your presence. I just need you, Lord.
Yes.
I need more of you. So for the past couple of days, I would spend the whole night praying in tongues. And as you started to say, to talk about the worship, suddenly the power of God just hit me, and I started speaking in tongues. Of the power, and I said, yes, this is it. This is the day. Today is so powerful. And, you know, I just thank God. And and then you said
thank
something that, you know, what you're looking for is looking for you. And it's
yes.
So true. You know, we think that we are looking for God, but he is searching for us. So
yes,
that's
he is.
Staring inside of us. I just want you to pray with me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just desiring the presence of God. That's all I need. More of
wow.
It.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, my. She's getting ready to explode, Diana. I'm telling you right now. In the name of Jesus, I lift my sister up to you right now. And, Father God, I pray that she would have such an experience in your manifest presence and glory, Lord God, that you would just fill that place where she's at right now. And, Lord God, not only that place, but everywhere she goes, I pray your glory would be wrapped around her, that she would have opportunities to minister, that people would be drawn to her, that people would be drawn to her because of your anointing. And, Lord God, that you would give her the very words from heaven to speak on earth in the name of Jesus. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the gift of prophecy is going to be increased and very strong in you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. And in that the Holy Spirit is going to give you the keys to individuals' hearts, that people who've been locked up in their hearts for a long time, that you're going to speak and you're going to be like unlocking their heart, and you are going to have an opportunity to lead them to Christ, to lead them into that healing place that God has for them. Oh, my. Oh.
My. Awesome.
Whoa.
Ooh, that is bearing such a witness in my spirit. I mean, many.
That's what you just said. I mean, it started happening.
Wow. Woo. You, oh, my.
That's awesome.
For a while, But lately, it looks like, you know, I speak to people and their hearts are just broken and they, you know, just.
Yes. Well, get ready. These are, I mean, starting today, when you walk outside of your house, apartment, wherever you're at, you're going to notice an increase.
Ooh,
you're going to notice
yes.
an increase of the anointing.
Yes.
We release it upon you right now, Lord, impartation, impartation upon and within her in the name of Jesus, that it would be released, Lord, like a tidal wave everywhere she goes in the mighty name of Jesus. Wow. This woman's on fire, I'm telling you. I'm feeling and that praying in the spirit. Keep praying in the spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one thing the Holy Ghost has really been having me really just for hours. I'll pray in tongues. And just unbelievable supernatural connections and divine appointments are formed because of it.
Oh, come on. That's it. That's the truth. And that's where there's something about praying in tongues, praying in the spirit. It builds up your most holy faith, but it really does catapult you into this place, into this realm of the spirit, where you're so sensitive to hearing and knowing where God is at and what he is saying and what he wants to speak and who he wants to minister to. And years ago, and this would just be for everyone, you know, hopefully helpful to everyone, but years ago, back in the late 80s, you know, as I was praying in the Spirit, I used to get Marilyn Hickey. Everyone's probably heard of Precious Marilyn Hickey out in Colorado.
Yes.
She had a little magazine that she sent out, and she had an article, Pastor James, about praying in the Spirit and how much she prayed in the Spirit. So I thought, okay, and again, this was back in my early days of ministry. It was like, okay, if she can do that, then I can too. And so one day, I prayed for 4 hours in the Spirit. I thought the skin on my palate was going to be rubbed off. But I'm just saying, I'm going to do this. I prayed 4 hours in the Spirit.
Praise God.
I went up to the church office, ministered to 7 pastors, prophesied to 4 of them, and then 3 of them got instantly healed.
Wow, praise God.
Something that the Lord completed, and that is what, you know, the enemy, he doesn't want us praying in the Spirit because our minds try to tell us that it's foolish, you don't even know what you're praying. Well, you'll begin to learn, but just when you pray in the Spirit, it opens this place up so that God can use you.
Yes.
And, you know, and so awaken you in the night hours. And then when I traveled up into Chicago, because that was like a hub area for my ministry, and, you know, and I got to where I was praying several hours a day, and I had the liberty to be able to do that. You know, God blessed me with the time and liberty to be able to do that. And I was ministering at a church in Chicago, and there was a prophet there from Africa. And he asked the pastors, I mean, I was the one that was ministering, but he was just there. And he asked if he could prophesy and speak the word of the Lord into my life. And so he spoke it. And then later on, after the service that night, and he came over to the pastor's house, and he told me, he said, "You think that the place that you have gotten to, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, just grab someone." He said, "You think that the place that you have been praying in the spirit from 2 to 4 hours daily," he said, "you think that is enough?" He said, "but God is telling me to tell you that, no, it is not enough." How he wants to use you. He said, "You must pray without ceasing, pray."
Wow.
He said, pray. He said, "so that your spirit man is praying while you're sleeping."
Oh, there you go. Breakthrough right there. Yes.
Yes. And
wow.
I'm telling you, Pastor James, and again, I hope everyone's listening to this, and I, at first I was almost offended. I'm like, really? I mean, who prays? You know, everybody prays maybe an hour or 30 minutes. It's like, you know, I'm getting between 2 and 4 hours every day. It's like, and I felt, he said, "you need to pray." He said, "you need to pray 14 to 16 hours a day."
Wow.
And I'm just like, who can do that? But you know what? Anything is possible with
yes,
God.
Yes, indeed.
But
for sure.
But it challenged me, and I'm challenging everyone today to pray in the Spirit. It is the backbone of your ministry. It is the backbone of the very life that you live in the Spirit and, you know, walking in the Word and walking, living in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit because something supernatural, faith so arises in you. Just like what you said, build up your most holy faith by praying in the Spirit. And it opens doors for you to minister to others.
Oh.
It does.
Oh. Praying in the Spirit is amazing. I mean, I can't push that enough and agree with you more. There is nothing more powerful than praying in the Holy Ghost, and because it positions us. We keep our spirit bound in prison because most people are exalting their natural mind all the time. And that's why people have such a hard time with this, because they're exalting their natural mind. Like what we talked about earlier, where they're making an idol out of the natural realm, out of the natural mindset. But when you start praying in tongues, I'm telling you, and you know what I'm talking about, it's like you step outside of your flesh and you're in the Spirit. And it's just amazing. And the enemy doesn't want people to do it, of course. So it's one of the most fought doctrines in the church today.
Come on. That's the truth.
You know? And so I truly believe it's one of the keys that the body of Christ as a whole has settled for crumbs when God has so much more. We sit with Christ in heavenly places. And so we need to rise above. We need to rise above this natural realm. In fact, one of the things when I was pursuing God before that breakthrough, I kept in my prayer life, I kept saying, God, open my spiritual eyes. Open my spiritual ears. I want to walk where there's no limits. I want to walk in the Spirit where there's no limits, no hindrance. And I was just so stirred to pray in the Spirit every day, and it is an absolute blessing.
That is it. That is it. So, Miss Helena, keep on praying in the Spirit because God has such detailed information that he wants to show you and give to you, and you will get that through praying in the Spirit. And, you know, we always look at Jeremiah 29:11, where he says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end, to give you a hope and a future. But a lot of people don't go beyond that. And he says, shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And then he says, you shall seek me. And you shall find me, and when you search for me, when you pursue me, when you follow after me, he says, with all of your heart, he says, I will be found of you.
Yes.
Mm.
Not
I
might,
love that.
You will be, yes.
Will. It's very strong will. And even when you go before to verse 10, before verse 11 that everyone is so familiar with, he said, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place. And that place is the place of captivity with him, because the world tries to pull us into another place of captivity. But he says, I'm going to return you to this place. I'm going to bring you back into captivity where your heart is continually captivated by me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Isn't that beautiful word?
Yes. Yes. Wow. And so we have to cultivate our hearts for his presence. And when you pray in the Spirit, you talk about cultivating your heart so that the presence of God is manifested. That's just an avenue and a way of his, I'm getting drunker than a skunk right now.
I know. I'm feeling the same way. Wow.
It's like all of a sudden it just hit me.
Oh, it's like praying in the spirit opens up a glory, a portal of glory over your life.
Exactly.
Yes.
Oh, my.
A Jacob's ladder. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly, it is. And we have one caller left today, and so we're doing good. We've got one caller. A couple of callers, I guess, had to move on, and they hung up. But, I mean,
wow.
What a joy it has been today.
Amen.
And you know, you are such an anointed woman of God. You're a secret agent for God up there in the mission field of the Big Apple.
Hallelujah.
And, when I come back up there to be on TBN again, you're going to have to get over to the studio.
I would love to do that.
fun stuff.
and bring some folks with you. And I'm prophesying over myself. I will be back to the New York studio.
There you go.
Studio up
and
there.
I wanted to see you.
I know that.
Thank you,
God,
Lord.
Sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for what Pastor James spoke and what he just read you. He read you so well, and that's pretty much, Pastor James, why on some of these calls I've been letting you just go on, because I know these callers. And so you've just been hitting it spot on everyone. It's just
powerful.
And
Thank you, Lord.
Uh-oh, we just got another caller that popped up. So, Miss Helena, we're going to go so we can get these last two callers in before the end of the program today. But God bless you richly, and I love you dearly.
God bless you, sister.
Love you all.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Bye. Praise God. Oh, isn't that precious?
That is.
Okay, now. We're going to go real quick here. We won't be able to take near as long on these next two because we've just got about 13 minutes here.
Okay.
Here we go. Area code 216. Is this Miss Joyce on the air?
It is. It is, Joyce.
It
I
is
wasn't
from
gonna
Ohio.
Call I'm so glad I called because in the beginning, Pastor James, you said, like reading versus experiencing the word. I just said that to the Lord. I just said, Lord, but I want to experience you. I want to know you. I want to be one with you. I want to be one with you.
Yes. Oh, you're in a good place. You're positioning yourself in a wonderful place. Wow.
Thank God. Whatever the Lord, however he leads you. And,
oh, Jesus.
You know.
Oh, hallelujah.
So on.
Father, Joyce, right?
Yes.
Oh, Father God, right now I lift Joyce up to you. Lord, you see her hungry heart. You said anyone who comes to me with a hungry heart, you would fill it. You would fill it. Father, I pray that your Holy Ghost would manifest himself to her and through, to and through. I'm hearing that right now. To and through. Mm. Father God, just such a stirring has been in her heart for so much more. Mm-hmm. And Father God, she has broken herself from some things. She separated herself from some people in the past, and she is in a position to receive. The Holy Ghost says, get ready. Mm-hmm. You're about to receive.
Wow.
Hallelujah. I hear him saying, because of your faithful obedience to separate from those things, it made room for him. It made more room for him. And your focus has shifted. Your focus is right on now. The heart is so soft. I see it. It's almost like wet putty right now in God's hand. And he is molding and shaping you, and he is preparing you. Mm. Hallelujah. I see you speaking to a large crowd. I see you speaking to a large crowd. You're like standing at a podium. I don't know exactly what you're saying, but you're going to have an opportunity to speak to a crowd. And the Holy Ghost says, this is my doing. This is my doing. This is going to be an appointed time for you. He said, I will fill your heart. I will fill your mouth with the very words to speak. Be obedient. Be obedient. And you will see, You will see as you begin to speak, the atmosphere begin to change. The looks on the people's faces, they're going to start to react because of the glory coming into that room.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Ah, kuramata. And healing is going to touch. Healing is going to begin to touch people physically and emotional healing. Oh, I just see. I see you at this podium speaking. And I see this cloud, the glory cloud like form, and his presence will be very thick in that place as you open your mouth. Hallelujah.
Oh. Wow. Wow. That is the Lord.
Thank you,
Father. And she does have such a tender heart, and it's just soft and so pliable in the hands of the Father. And wow, the healing to the emotions, because she's been through a great process of healing with her emotions. And going ahead, Joyce, if you want to say anything, going ahead, sweetheart.
I'm just overwhelmed because everything you talked about today, like I felt like everyone, when my husband passed away, I felt like everyone walked away from me. And I've had to walk through this, and I felt rejection, and then I would say, but Lord, maybe it's just me. And just everything you talked about today, every single thing. And I thought, God, I wasn't even going to call today. I wasn't even going to call.
Well, get ready, sister. The price that you have paid and the obedience, the faithfulness to God, even through this time, get ready. God is getting ready to raise you up. Your ministry is not over. Your life is not over.
Yeah.
This is a new season. It's a new beginning, and you're going to be rising up above these things, above these people. Those people who have come against you are going to see you begin to rise up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And you're actually going to be ministering to them. Get ready.
Oh, Jesus.
That's so true.
Oh, Father, I just thank you. I just thank you. I just want to be such
praise
a blessing.
God.
I just want to bless people.
Yes.
I just want them to know Jesus. I want them to know him and his love and the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Wow, what a beautiful, it reminds me of that song by The Afters, Broken Hallelujah. Oh, there's something so powerful about brokenness and just being willing to go where he says to go, do what he says to do, and just soaking in his presence and then taking it to the world. Get ready. Get ready, Joyce. This is going to be an amazing time and season for you.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Well,
thank you, Lord.
We love you dearly, and of course, you know I'm just in agreement with
everything. I know, and I know there's someone else. You go on, Apostle Diane, you go on.
One more person.
I love you. Thank you so very much.
I love you too, sweetheart. I look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you, Pastor
Jane. God bless.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Praise God. Okay, we've got about 4 minutes here, and we're doing good. It's okay. Area code 919, you're on the air right now. Who am I speaking for?
Apostle Diane, this is Michelle again. I have your contact information, but I wanted to know, could I have his contact information and to know if he has PayPal or
I wanted to. We will be. I'm going to have him to get that in just a few minutes. Can you hold on?
Yeah, I can hold on. I sure can.
Okay, sweetheart, hold on. And I'm just going to make sure, and then I'm going to have what a blessing. I think this is, okay, I'm looking here. I've tried to check everyone off to make sure. I hope I'm not missing any person. Let's see. I tried to write down all the numbers, and I check off, or actually put a star by y'all's names because your star's here. Okay, and you have a couple of callers on here that must have had to go, had to end up hanging. We are down to the last few minutes of the program, and I just want to just say, wow, what a powerful time been in the Lord today, and thank you for just your heart that is so precious. That, you know, it's like the Father's, and just your willing spirit to just to give out and to pour out, and I loved the tag team ministry with you today.
This was a blast. Thank you so much, Apostle Diane. You're a blessing.
Thank you. I'm just honored. And And there's just, you know, the Lord kept speaking to me in my spirit the other day because it's just the way he and I talk, but that this was going to be such a high-octane moment, you know, in the Lord. And it has been. The intensity of his glory has, it just went to different levels. It just kept building.
Amen.
And you know, and then we'd have the real quiet, just holy, tender moment. And and then there would be that fiery moment. And it's just God revealed himself to so many listeners today.
He's so good.
So powerful. Wow. And I just started getting drunk, of course, at different times and swept away.
I love it. I love it. Radical. We've got to be radical in these last days.
Exactly. And that's what I tell people is, you know, I'm radical for the Lord, and I just can't be around deadbeats. It's like God is alive. And
He is
alive in us. And you can't
Amen.
Be spiritual without being emotional, and you can't be emotional without being spiritual.
Exactly.
You know.
Yep.
You know, we're body, soul, and spirit. And,
Amen.
And so he's the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And when you get to know each one of them, even though he's just one, it's just like us, body, soul, and spirit, but yet we're one. And,
that's right.
And so, you know, each part of the Trinity, when you know him. But I was hearing this while ago that the voice of joy and the voice of gladness and the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, and it says the voice of them shall say, praise the Lord of hosts. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord.
Praise
and that's,
God.
You know, that's how we started out. We were praising, and for some, you know, began to step in and to praise him and just to thank him and hearing your testimony and, you know, and what you shared about the glory. But then when you, you know, shared the personal things, I'm telling you, again, it's, I've always been very raw and, you know, just unadulterated, not ashamed to share what I've been through. And
appreciate that about you. Yes.
Well, thank you.
Amen.
And that is what ministers and reaches so many people. But I'm telling you, when you started sharing, I mean, the switchboard just started, I mean, calls just came on. I had to throw down.
Well, they want people that are real. They want ministers, people that are real. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is as real as they're going to get.
Listen, real and raw. I tell people you're an organic Christian, and you are too.
Yeah.
And it's like, I mean,
that's
no figure, right? God knows what he's doing.
Amen. What a blast it was to team up with you and the Holy Ghost. And I'm so thankful that you had me on the broadcast today. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you just so very much. And going ahead and just if you can give your information again and where they can go to your website. And Michelle, you know, was wanting to know if you had PayPal or.
I do. Yeah. But
going ahead.
Yep, there's two websites. You can go to JamesBrandt, BRANDT.org. The PayPal link is on the bottom of that page. And you can go to RevivalPodcast.org. I have a lot of messages online. They're all free. Jump in the river. I just want to help you jump in the river and get closer to God and experience his presence and touch other people.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And thank you so much. And again, I pray that everyone today, that you've been blessed. And I knew that, you know, that brokenness would work into this. And as I shared with people last week, you know, even though I'm having someone, you know, on program, in fact, I said, you know, Pastor James from Detroit, Michigan, and I hope I said the right city, but I don't think I did. But at least I got the state right.
Yep,
but,
it's in the Detroit area, yep.
It is? Okay. And so, you know, I said we're still going to continue in this series of brokenness because we really have to live a life of brokenness if we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
And, you know, his glory to be revealed. But we've got 90 seconds left. Again, I want to invite everyone this weekend, if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, come on to the Prophetic Healing Gathering on Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., and who knows if at sometime this year Pastor James Brandt might be just one of my guests at the Prophetic Healing Gathering.
I would be honored to be at your church, even just sitting and listening to you, Minister. I just want to come down and hang out in the glory with you guys.
Praise God. We just blow it up here, but praise God. I love each and every one of you, and we just love Pastor James. He's just a powerful man of God. Go to his websites and bless him and sow into his life and write him, and because he is a young man, I say, on fire for God, and that God has raised up for this hour, for these last days, and to usher in the presence of God and the glory of God and the fire of God. And
hallelujah.
So, again, I love you with the love of the Lord, and I love all my listeners. God bless all of you, and I'll be back with you next week on March the 5th, a month. And so, until then, walk forth and go forth in God's glory and in his power. And know that you are special, you are loved, and you are of value in the kingdom of God and in the earth as well. I love each and every one of you. Bye-bye.